couple of weeks. And these are just the obvious changes. We've got changes in relationships. We all know we got changes in our body. And so that's our topic today. My guest is Selena Larson. She's a therapist serving clients in both Bonner and Boundary counties. And she's going to give us some ideas and help with how we can best deal with change, how we can improve the way we relate to change and let it happen in our life. It makes me also think real quick, Selena, that sometimes there are changes that we might want to resist. They're not all good, so we have to discern in that area. So successful ways to think about change and respond to change. Now listen, here is a don't change. Don't change that dial. Don't change where you are. Sit, stay right where you are, because we're going to be back right after this.
I call myself a confident backseat driver. Mom, brakes please.
Gotcha.
But I'm less confident in the economy.
Same here, buddy.
Thankfully, Les Schwab Tires helps make sure that our safety never takes a backseat, even when we're watching our wallets.
At the Les Schwab Fall Tire Sale, save up to $250 when you buy select tires with financing. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. Limited time offer, terms and conditions apply. See leschwab.com/sale for details.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Richard Marx is taking the stage at Northern Quest this fall. Join us for a special acoustic performance of classic hits and chart-topping ballads by the Grammy-winning musician. Performing live at the Ponderay Pavilion on Sunday, November 20th. Get your tickets today at northernquest.com.
Chances are you've heard of the Roaring Twenties, a time when alcohol was illegal, so naturally people partied like never before. Well, I don't know if you've checked, but it's the 20s again. Introducing Highball, a modern speakeasy. All the fun of the original Roaring Twenties with none of the jail time. Whether it's a Thursday ladies' night or a simple Sunday brunch drag show, the 20s will roar like never before at Highball. Now open, only at Northern Quest. Yes, the best.
More than a dealership, Finlay gets special inventory. As the only standalone Jeep retailer in the area, Finlay Jeep Superstore receives a special allocation of new Jeeps from the factory. Finlay Jeep Superstore has Jeeps, lots of Jeeps. You can still custom order your new Jeep, but there's a good chance Finlay has what you're looking for in stock.
Hey folks, Chris Riggs, General Manager of Finlay Jeep. We really do have a lot of Jeeps, and we have more on the way. As the only Jeep Superstore in the area, we are getting extra Jeeps all year. We have to sell these to make room for the new Jeeps in transit, plus the new Jeeps we just ordered. We have to sell these Jeeps. If you are in the market for a new vehicle, come talk to a certified Jeep expert at Finlay Jeep and let's make a deal.
Visit Finlay Jeep Superstore during Jeep Adventure Days for extra savings and special finance offers. Finlay Jeep Superstore is located in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex. See inventory online at finlaypostfalls.com.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. Say hello to our guest today, Selena Larson. Selena, thank you for being here.
Thanks for asking me.
All right. Well, let's begin with the audience getting to know you a little bit about your background and your training as a therapist or a counselor here in our area.
So I went to school, graduated from Boise State with a master's degree in social work, and I am a licensed clinical social worker. For about the last 10 years, I focus primarily on trauma and trauma-related issues as it relates to people. It could be anxiety, depression. Sometimes it presents in some ways like ADHD and things like that that could make it hard for people to focus. So.
Excellent. Well, you know, trauma, it's interesting that you mentioned that as one of the areas of focus in your treatments. And that's, you know, trauma causes change in our life. Absolutely. Whether it's an emotional trauma or it's some kind of a physical trauma. And so that's big time change. Not only do people have to heal, but they've got to say, you know, my life is different now. Yes. And that is perfect. And that's our topic. I introduced the show with seasonal changes. And so I want to start there, these seasonal changes where we're going from warmth to more cold, from light to more dark, from summer to more winter. What are your suggestions for just kind of flowing with that?
Yeah. So it's interesting that you mentioned the connection between trauma and seasonal stuff and change
any kind
in
of
general,
change, yeah.
any kind of change in general, because trauma is really anything that is difficult to process. So even, I mean, it could have a negative lasting effect on your life. That's a trauma. It could be the change in weather. You know, that could actually feel traumatic. I'm actually born and raised in Hawaii. So when I moved here, it was traumatic mm-hmm. to feel the temperature change and not know how to keep my body warm or what to do with my mental health. And I was having seasonal depression, and that made it difficult. But, you know, a lot of things that are really helpful are being outside, even 20 minutes a day, period. No matter if it's sleet. I mean, the weather gets pretty interesting here in North Idaho, so.
I am so glad you said that. We need to be outside. You can't be a fair weather only person to get the benefit of just, the sun doesn't have to be out, just get out there and breathe in something.
Absolutely. And it goes together really well with exercise. So if you just got out and walked around your immediate neighborhood or down your street for 10 minutes one way and 10 minutes back, you're already really supporting your mental health even when the weather is really bad. And we know how to dress for weather, so it's okay to dress for the weather and go for a walk. It's really important.
Yeah. You know, it's I had not, even though my words sounded that way, really directly affected trauma with seasonal. But you know that's true, and I'll tell you why I know it's true, because it's true in my life. This whole daylight savings time is hard for me. Mm-hmm. I change my clock at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I just kind of slip it in there so I don't notice. And yet my body knows. Somehow my rhythm is off, and it takes me like a month to get over it. And so, so this advice you're giving, like exercise, is good. Another one that I came across, and I want to hear what you think, is sleep.
Yes.
You know, when we need to adjust to things, our body needs time. It's like it processes at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, yes. Rest, as much rest as you can get. Yeah. And you can do like a meditation, even if you're not sleeping well, you can turn on a meditation and then turn it on again mm-hmm. and turn it on again, because you're actually creating sleep for your brain, even though you might not be sleeping. And that can be really beneficial when your brain and body is confused by the change in the timing.
Yes. You know, you say meditation for a lot of people out there, they can identify with that. I have a lot of listeners that would call it prayer. And it's a very similar, it's not the same, because you're focusing in different ways and turning to God and Christ, but still that process in your body in terms of a physical relaxation and a physical processing is the same.
Yes. And you can meditate with something, a mind tool like a Bible verse, that can be a very beneficial thing. Like, be still and know that I am God can be something that you repeat to yourself over and over again while you're just kind of quiet in your body and comfortable in your body. And that's very simple. And some people think about prayer as talking to God and meditation as listening. Mm-hmm. So it just like listening for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You could think of it that way too, or you could just repeat a Bible verse, you know, if that felt more comfortable. comfortable.
Yeah, and listening. Listening is sometimes, I think, the other half of the equation that God wishes that we focused on more.
Yes.
What about staying hydrated?
Yes, absolutely. Like, that's such a big deal. It's one of the last things I say to every client is eat a little protein, have water. Make sure that you're hydrating, because our bodies are composed of a lot of water. And in the winter, the humidity kind of draws the water that is already in our bodies kind of out, like dehydrate. It has like a dehydrating effect. And I don't know about you, but my skin is just like a desert the entire winter.
Yes.
Living here. So that's another thing I do in the winter that is very beneficial, is taking the time and self-care to put lotion on my skin. And it can have a huge effect on my mental health just by purposely taking care of myself during this transition and being in those kind of colder months.
Yeah, I'm going to have to underline those wise words about staying hydrated in the winter. In the summertime, you know, we get hot, we sweat more, we seem to be more aware of our need to be sipping that water or that iced tea or whatever it is, both. But in the winter, it's true. We're just not as aware of how much we need that hydration. So that we're going into winter. Selena, that is really good advice. Stay hydrated. We both have our bottles of water with us today.
Mine is enormous.
Yours is enormous. How many ounces is that? And does that get filled up, or is that morning tonight?
I try to drink 2 of these a day, or 1.5. This is, I think, 48 ounce.
Oh, my goodness. So 80 ounces or so.
Yeah, you're about half your body weight in ounces.
Okay.
So if you weighed, you know, I won't let anybody do the math on that, but that's right. About what I'm trying to drink.
I was going to say, how many ounces do I have? What do I weigh? Well, I don't weigh twice. Oh, I do weigh twice this.
Yeah.
Awesome.
One nice thing to do to hydrate in the winter that I like to do is drink warm water with lemon.
Yes.
And that can help with hydration. And also it's more pleasant sometimes to be drinking something warm in the cool weather. Maybe we don't necessarily want to drink cold water.
Yeah. You know, you have adjusted my thinking already in this conversation, because when I was thinking ahead of our conversation, the seasonal changes in daylight saving and moving from summer to winter, I kind of considered lightweight changes. But they're not. They can also be traumatic. They can also affect you in ways that you need to be aware of and be intentional, whether in exercising, sleeping, resting, praying, hydrating, to do these things, because they are, to varying degrees on people, they are traumatic.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That is so cool. Thank you for that. All right. Let's... another question I have before I move on from this kind of grouping I have, the seasonal things happening. What about light to dark?
Yes.
That is so big for people.
Absolutely.
That seasonal affective thing going on.
Yes.
What can we do to begin to help ourselves?
So having full spectrum lighting is really important. And sometimes even just going to like a tanning bed sometimes for like 2 minutes just to get those lights. You're not injuring your skin that way. But you really want to have some form of light. And for most people, it's true for me, when I go to work, sometimes it's dark, and then when I'm leaving work, it's already dark again. So I don't really even have the chance, like we were talking about, getting out and walking during the daylight hours. So getting some forms of light, like full spectrum lighting, and just having that be, you could get one of those face lights and then just have that on for like 20 minutes a day near you to help just have those vitamins kind of coming in.
So full spectrum lighting, for all of us to understand, it's not the incandescent bulb, the old time bulb that I kind of like because it's a soft, glowy kind of thing for me, or the LED or the more blue light. It's an actual different light bulb.
Yes.
That is full spectrum. Where do we get that, and what is that?
You could You can buy it from almost anywhere. I mean, I hate to give Amazon a plug, but, you know, like you could order a light on, I did order a light on Amazon.
You could probably get it at Home Depot, maybe
probably,
locally.
Yes, I would love that. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Sandpoint Superdrug.
Yeah,
yes.
They've got almost everything.
Yes,
in
they're
that,
amazing.
That healthy
yes.
avenue.
Yes.
They are very good. Now, I jotted down a note to myself while you were talking. Red light therapy. I have no idea what that is, but you kind of see it. Is that a scammy kind of thing? What is red light therapy?
You know, I don't really actually know that much, but infrared light is helpful, right? And they do even infrared saunas now. So you're trying to get some spectrum, more spectrum light, right? And we do have too much blue light from our phones and from our overhead lighting, and that stuff can
like
have a negative effect.
Like what we're in right now, I think, is blue light. So we're like, we need to like have our visors on.
Yes, or blue blocker glasses, right? Because, and it's really important to not be exposed to those lights, especially when we're going into winter, because they are going to actually prolong our awake time. So having those blue blocker glasses on as we're kind of transitioning
the day. Wear my blue blocker glasses here to the radio. So I need to lobby the station to change the light. And get full spectrum lighting in here.
Yes,
what we want.
And our, you can buy that at Superdrug, though. I bet those blue blockers too.
Yeah, exactly. And this looks like fluorescent lighting in here.
Yes,
some kind
absolutely.
Of something that's blue. All right, let's change our focus before we're going to go on a break here in just a couple of minutes. But let's look at kind of the area now, Selena. By the way, I'm talking to Selena Larson. She has a master's in social work and therapy, and talks to mostly patients about trauma, but we're finding that all of this that we're talking about can be and is traumatic. How do people get in touch with you? If they want to follow up with you after this conversation, how do they connect with you?
So I usually have people call my cell phone or they can email me. My number is 208-304-8918. I also get email at live7@gmail.com. So those are good ways to get in touch
with me.
That
is really easy to remember. I'll give that number again, 208-304-8918. And the website or email is live7bwellness.com.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. So I want to move into an area that I considered, you know, like big life-altering changes that are more serious, maybe preparing for a new medical emergency or someone has died or it's someone close to you. They have a big medical life-altering physical thing going on, even moving and buying and selling a home. Expand on that a little bit, some of these big issues that you deal with in trauma.
Yeah. So there, you can take a test like online and look and see life events have a weight, like a number of impact on your life. And moving is a huge one. It's,
which surprises, I think, a lot of people.
Yeah,
that
it
it's
does.
Big, and we
it
have a
does.
Lot of people in our area right now that are going through it.
Yes, and it does twice, actually, because you're moving out and moving in, and you're starting a new job as well, and those are also, they're almost numerologically the same
list.
As losing a loved one. It's pretty high. It's pretty significant. So leaving a job and starting a new job, again, you're getting two hits of transition, of change that is very impactful.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's hard. I think also the moving, if you dig down a little bit, thinking about it is, you know, supposedly, I mean, this is a home you've lived in that you're leaving for X amount of time. You may have raised your kids there. You've got memories there. You've made an investment there, not just financial, but time, your life has been lived there, mm-hmm. one way or another. And now you're coming into this whole new thing, this whole new 20 acres, this whole new home, and you don't know. It's like unknown.
Yes, a whole learning period you go through.
Yeah. So when we come back after this break, Selena's going to help us with some strategies and helps to go through these more traumatic events in our life.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Jim and Sonny here. Come to Parker Subaru, we have the right car to fit your budget and get the customer service and attention you deserve.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, Parker Subaru has the right vehicle to meet your needs. From sedans like the Impreza, the longest lasting vehicle in its class, and the Legacy with the largest, most comfortable interior yet. Thinking of a crossover? We have the best at Parker Subaru. Choose from the fuel-efficient Crosstrek, the Forester loaded with safety and tech features beyond the competition, or the legendary Go Anywhere Outback. Or if you need a full-size SUV, check out the Ascent with plenty of ground clearance and 5,000 pounds towing capacity. Make sure your service and repairs are done to Subaru specification. At Parker Subaru, we have a full service department with fully certified technicians. We'll ensure the job is done quickly.
Come to Parker Subaru and get the award-winning attention you deserve. We're at Highway 95 in Dalton and Coeur d'Alene.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division North of Francis, Video Only.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. As always, we've got it going on during the commercials here in the studio. Lots of enjoyment talking with Selena Larson, who's our guest today. She's a therapist serving not only in Idaho, Selena, but you also serve, you have clients in Washington. You're licensed in the state of Washington also.
Correct, yes.
Yes. All right, so we are going to look at big life-altering changes that I get. They are more serious, and they do take more help from people like you. Maybe a medical reality or the death of a loved one. And I was also jotting down loss of a job, retirement, loss of a pet, a miscarriage, loss of a friend. I mean, Facebook can be a trauma. Somebody unfriends you because you do or don't, whatever,
Absolutely.
Agree. talk about that, how that affects us.
Right. So as you mentioned, you know, these are griefs, these are losses. And a lot of times we forget and we think it's only if somebody has actually passed that we are in a grieving process. But when you change jobs, when you change houses, when you, your pet, obviously, those ones are kind of a little bit more obvious. But yeah, so there are stages of grief, and they are denial, bargaining, depression, and anger. And so those things will naturally come up, and we might have some self-reflection, self-judgment about those things coming up, feeling like we maybe shouldn't feel those things, but they're actually a very natural process that we go through. And bargaining is actually an interesting one, because it tells us that if we could like blame somebody or find something that happened, that we could then undo it. And we're not thinking that at the front of our mind. We're not logically considering that, but we're thinking that, you know, like if Sally wouldn't have, you know, blah, 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 then I wouldn't have had to quit my job. Mm-hmm. And so those thoughts are kind of exhausting as well. And they're just a means in which our brain is trying to flush through that process, which is bargaining.
Because at some level, we know that it won't make a difference. So it's frustrating, and you kind of hit a wall.
Yes.
You hit, you know, I know grief, loss of a spouse, you hit that wall over and over again for a while. It is so final. It's so done. It's so over. And you just have to, you do keep pushing against that, even though logically you know.
Right. And then you get stuck actually in the grief process. So I always talk to my clients about, like, if you were to laugh about something, if you had an emotion such as joy or laughter, you would allow that emotion to come into your body, be with you, and it would go through the life cycle, which is birth, growth, stabilization, decay, and death. So those emotions, no matter how funny the joke is or how great the conversation is, eventually you stop laughing. You have no resistance to it. But then we have something like denial or bargaining or shame or, you know, grief, sadness, anything, right? Then we like try to push up against it, resist it. And when we resist it, it actually gets trapped in our system. And then the effect on our body is much more prolonged. So it goes through, maybe it goes through birth and growth.
We don't let it die.
We don't let it go to death because we aren't allowing it to just be. And feelings are not facts. They're just things that are to be expressed. And we feel those with our heart and all of them. You know, it might hurt our chest and we might go, no, I don't want to feel that. It hurts my chest. And it's like, well, that's where it's born, but it also wants to be heard. Just like if you were to tell your friend or something, you were very upset, just the process of saying it out loud can kind of diminish some of it. It's just like being held in that space. And that's all our emotions really actually want too, is just space, airtime.
That is so good. So these big events, how, what we're kind of, you know, grief and loss and the big traumas in our life, don't seal them off. Let it out. Let your feelings out with others and with yourself and with God. I know that when Gary went to heaven, I know that my healing, that was what was happening. I had a church family, I had family, and I love it to this day. I was just with someone the other day. This is like 14 years ago. I was with someone the other day that I was talking to, and I didn't know that they knew Gary. Yeah. And she said, oh, she said, I knew Gary. He was just the nicest guy. And I'm like, oh, that is so good. It didn't make me sad at all. It just was great. It was like airtime for this great guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. It's healing and good to let it out and let it flow.
Yes.
I like what you said about if you have an issue with a friend, let's say, and you express that, even the expression is going to be a healing process. Yes. And hopefully they'll receive it in a loving, understanding, listening way.
Yeah, and even if they don't, you've felt
still
your
expressed
yes,
it.
Because people are human, right? So we're not perfect, and somebody else might be living out of their own day that has been difficult, and maybe they can't meet us on that day specifically for what we're like kind of feeling like we need. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, I think it's like we get our needs basically met, I think.
Yeah.
You know? But sometimes we want more.
Yeah.
You know, like I really would like you to really hear me on this. And really just the expression of it, there's a saying that says a problem shared is a problem cut in half. And
yeah.
It's just like the it's act true. Of letting it out, you know?
Yeah. You know, this self-healing, I don't know, I don't want to call it quite that because, but this taking care of ourselves has carried over from the first part of our conversation, staying hydrated and mm-hmm. sleep. It's the same thing. This is just more ideas for self-care mm-hmm. in these other areas of trauma. You mentioned these different stages of denial and bargaining and getting angry and finally getting to levels of acceptance. I've always heard don't rush, you know, just let things happen. Don't mm-hmm. expect you to, I'm going to be over this in a month.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's funny. You know, I mean, if you were like really, really talented at grief and you knew exactly what to do and you welcomed every feeling as it came and you were able to just cry and let out all the emotion with love for yourself and compassion.
And stay hydrated.
And stay hydrated and put lotion on. You might actually be able to get through something like that in, you know, yeah. a few months. But, mostly, you know, we find resistance to those things even when we're really well trained in keeping our heart open and allowing those things to happen, because our heart tends to want to close and shut people out. And we think that we're then going to avoid this in the future, but there's no avoiding it.
No.
We need each other. And
you
we
can
need
pay
God.
Me now or you can pay me later.
Yes, with credit. Like you're going to have a bunch
more,
of interest.
You know, yes. You're going to have more payment due.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, don't rush it. Just go through
yes.
it and let people help you.
Yes. And any time, there is no time set for each frame. And it's not a linear process.
It's not linear. Thank
it doesn't, you. It doesn't go from, okay, I'm going to have 5 months of grief or of denial and then 2 months of bargaining and then 1 month of anger and then 2 months of depression and then I'm in acceptance. No, I mean, it can jump all around. I mean, it can really
it
just go from.
Jump all
yes,
around.
Absolutely. Especially if you're doing it correctly, right? Which is welcoming whatever comes up because it's going to be triggered by an external friend coming up and saying, I remember Gary.
Yeah.
Well, now if you haven't healed from that, that could actually produce
yeah.
sadness or denial or bargaining.
Or tears.
Yes, which is okay.
Which is a good thing.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. I
yeah.
call tears a bath for my soul.
Yeah. So for everyone out there, you don't know what to say to someone if they're going through, please don't shut up.
Yes.
Just say
sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss, or I thought Gary was a great guy, or I didn't know Gary, but I've heard from everybody. You know, whatever it is, or
yes.
I'm sorry, I know how precious your dog was to you. Let's
yes.
go to something else. I mean, that's you
people
know,
think that they're gonna remind you.
Yeah.
That you've lost
or
someone.
Or say the wrong
yes,
thing.
Yes, and
no.
it's like, well, I haven't forgot, and I feel very alone.
Yeah.
Because people tend to avoid people who have just gone through something
yeah.
traumatic like that.
It's true, because they feel they don't know what to say.
Yep.
So maybe you don't know what to say, so just say love. Just say, you know
yep.
what, I love you so much, and
yeah.
I'm sorry this is happening in your life. You know, it doesn't take any more than that. I want to speak to some of our other listeners. I've mentioned this before about meditation and prayer, which I loved what you said about that, Selena. And for me, God is always in charge. So ultimately, it's like a safety net that I can kind of lean into and lean on to know that you know, He knows the plans He has for my life.
Right.
And I don't always understand it, but yet I can lean on Him and rely on Him.
Yes.
And so for those audience members that are out there, I mean, I want to remind them of that. That's a big part of going through trauma and change, is to know God's in charge of it.
Yes. I have this thing that I think about all the time, which is if you've ever gone into like a big grocery store and you see a child absolutely losing their mind about some piece of candy they want or some toy they want, I picture myself being the child wanting the thing and God kind of pushing the cart and going, honey, it's okay, patting my head, yeah, like, I got you, don't worry.
Yeah.
And really, I'm just like, what? No, I need this thing. Yeah. I need this to be okay. And it's kind of like this. It reminds me that I can't see the forest from the trees, that there's a larger plan, you know, that I don't have access to.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Is that an analogy or a metaphor? Yeah, I always get those analogy confused.
Or maybe a metaphor. Yeah, you know, I don't.
I like that picture, though, because that really is, you know, God is pushing my cart. All right, we are up against the next break. Now, listen, before we take that, I want to let you know 208-265-8255 is going to get you here to the studio, and we are giving away another book. It is Attitude of Gratitude, 101 Stories About Counting Your Blessings, Amen, and the Power of Thankfulness. It's healing. This is one of the ways that we heal in changes and in trauma, is that we can know that we have all the good in our life also, in addition to the difficulties. Yeah. So say thank you for that. 208-265-8255 will get you to Patrick in the studio. And it's your book if you make that phone call right now.
And it's a chance.
It's time to elevate your finances. Introducing Ascend Checking, the simple, free checking account from P1FCU. It gives you the flexibility to earn dividends, plus get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. Level up your finances with Ascend Checking. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey, Bulldog fans, this is Toby McLaughlin.
And Lisa Moline.
SHS grads and partners at Sandpoint Law. We are a full-service law firm providing legal services in the areas of civil litigation, real estate, probate, wills and trusts, business formation, contracts, employment, and personal injury.
At Sandpoint Law, we carefully listen to our clients and then look for cost-effective, practical solutions that meet their long-term objectives.
We are your hometown law firm, and we are proud to sponsor Bulldog Football Radio.
Go Bulldogs! Bulldogs.
Have you tried the new Fastlane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fastlane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today, and if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Are you thinking about getting a new TV this week at prime prices? Maybe a Samsung, LG, or a Sony? Before you click, you should check out Video Only, because they've got below prime deals. That's right, top-rated TVs at better than online prices. Curbside pickup or home delivery are available. Don't click before you call Video Only, because if you do, you'll be sorry.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Now they quit smoking.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We are talking with Selena Larson. She's a local therapist, a counselor who is available to talk to you if you'd like to follow up our conversation today, if it's touching something in your life or in your heart or that you've been thinking about. She's available at 208-304-8918. You can actually just Google Selena Larson Counselor and it's going to pop up. You know, you can Google anybody now and she's there. So, Selena Larson. And so there is another area of change and that happens, Selena, when we decide. It's not a change like the seasonal change or it's not something that happens in our life. This is something intentional that we do. And like we decide something. I'm going to quit smoking or I'm going to learn to play the ukulele or something. Change. Talk about that. How does that work in our life?
So it's different for everyone, but like, for example, if we take the change of quitting smoking, sometimes we go into that maybe with like some negative drive, kind of like, I know I smoked many years ago and I hated smoking. I was always mad at myself when I would smoke, and I always had like a lot of negative emotion around that. And I think that also we talked about stuck emotions, and I think that kind of trapped me in smoking for a really long period of time. And one day somebody said, "Why don't you bless the cigarettes?" And I thought, "What? Like, no, I'm not doing that, you know?" But I usually listen and then I will try something because why not try something new? You can't get anything new unless you try something new. So I started blessing the cigarettes and not being angry with myself. And through that transition, I was able to actually shift. So it could be the same thing for maybe if you're trying to avoid fast food or maybe, you know, whatever it is, if you can be gentle with yourself and kind to yourself and not... like, get on your own team, you know? Like, what if we got on our own team?
Be and a cheerleader.
Said, yes, let's do this. This is going to be great. Not like, well, you didn't make that play very well. You should probably give up. Right. You know, you're not very good at this.
Yeah. So. You know, it's interesting your way that you were smoking. I loved smoking. I just thought it was a happy time with a cup of coffee in the morning, and I never blamed myself. It was like, this is good. This is a good thing. But finally, of course, the truth of it all caught up with me, and then I was able to do it. However, I still love it. And I have thought in my head, if I make it to 90 years old, I'm going to start smoking again.
Yes.
Because who cares?
Right.
I know. I don't think that's going to happen because now I can't take the smell of it after all these years. It's been like 30 years. But anyway.
Yeah. That was actually not at the beginning of my smoking because I did go through a period where I absolutely loved to smoke.
It.
But yeah, as I tried to
quit. But then they told you were killing yourself.
Yes.
You know, that love turned to like, this is not a good love. You're abusing me, you rotten cigarette. Making a change in our life, I think at the very beginning, takes a decision.
Absolutely. Yes.
Talk about that a little bit. That's such a step.
Yeah, it is. And follow through is actually really difficult also, right? So I think a real decision, when you make a true and hard decision, you are following it immediately with action. So saying something like, I'm going to quit smoking, it's not an action.
It's not tomorrow.
Yes. There's stages of change that we actually go through. And there's like a pre-contemplation period when we don't even know that it's a problem. And then when we get into contemplation, where we start to realize, okay, this might be a problem, we still are not even like caring about the consequence. It's like the first time somebody says smoking's bad for you, you kind of go, okay, yeah, totally. But I am like 30 and I'm never going to die, you know, or
right.
Whatever it is, you
exactly.
know. And then getting into preparation is when we start to like make a plan. And right before action, that's what we've done is we've made a plan. And then in action, we put that plan in place. And then we're actually changing. And then from there, after a period of time, we go into the maintenance step, which is like maybe we don't have to do the things that we were doing so regularly. Like maybe we had to make sure that as soon as we got off work, we had a healthy snack with us, say if we were changing our eating or something like that. We might get to a place in maintenance where it's like, it's okay, I can get all the way home and I can make dinner, you know, instead of being stuck in that kind of trigger period where mm-hmm. we would pray, yes,
that and too. We would also that too, all the help we can get.
Yes, absolutely. That is where all change, I think, actually starts.
Yeah, in our heart.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
One of the things that, and I think that you just touched on it without even I sent you this thought, is to have fun with it. With this change, you know, you don't have to make it all. You can laugh about it. You can joke about it with friends. You know, you can do things that if you're cutting this out of your diet, then add something over here that you do enjoy that's allowed. You know, try to lighten the situation up a little bit helps me.
Yes,
I absolutely. Like to laugh and
cut yourself some slack. Too.
Exactly.
You want to
eat. You want to eat that little bit of peanut butter right out of the jar.
Yes.
You know, you can go
so
for
good.
It. You know, it's so
that's
good.
Healthy. I think bacon's a superfood.
Oh no, bacon. Is on my no list.
Just kidding.
How about having an accountability partner? I mean, I know prayer is one of my accountability partners, but a real life in this world also.
Yes, as many as possible, but the right accountability partners, because you want somebody who's actually supporting healthy change in you and is not going to create shame. Mm-hmm. Because if you get into a shame cycle, then you'll just end up back in that kind of behavior that you were trying to avoid in the first place. Yeah. So somebody who says, oh, well, what a great learning opportunity that you kind of stepped back on your thing, and how great that it's going to be next time when we keep going forward and we're going to keep having longer periods of not eating
exactly.
bacon.
Just be positive, whatever it is. You know, and I think that this is easy to recognize, and I just don't have anybody in my life like this, I don't know, is the person who wants to take it away from you.
Yeah.
Somehow, maybe that's the negative you're talking about, where you want to lose weight or stop smoking or whatever, and they're not there. They're still in whatever they're in, and so they don't want you to change because they don't want to change.
Yeah, they don't want to look at themselves in the mirror and think, oh, no, I have a problem. If you have a problem, I have a problem. Right?
Yeah.
It's like you're with a bunch of people that are drinking all day, every day, and one of them says, I think I have a drinking problem, you might go like, no, you don't have a drinking problem, because if you have a drinking problem, I have a drinking problem.
Exactly. So, and I think those people actually are pretty easy to spot. If you've made your decision and you're embracing this change, you can feel that tug.
Yes.
And so I would say, well, that would be a trauma that you want to accept in your life, separate from them for a while. Well, we are up against, that's going to be our last word, and what a good one it is to have people surrounding us that are our cheerleaders and helpers and positive people, because whatever it is we're going through, you know, going through it with other people is a good thing, isn't it, Selena?
Absolutely. We need a village, and that is one of the other main things for seasonal.
Yeah.
Making sure you're with people.
You know what the consequences of being a good guest?
Uh-oh.
You get invited back.
Oh, no. I love talking to you.
This
was so much fun.
Very enjoyable. Yes. Fun for me, too, and fun for our audience. So thank you again. And next week, we're going to go back to politics. I know a lot of you love that. We're going to have Asia Williams, Luke Ahmet, our two new Bonner County commissioners. They're going to be sworn in January. They're going to be with us to share their plans, their concerns looking forward. So until then, this is Barbara saying, please take care and may God richly bless you, my friends.